For you, it's a little bit different because you came and joined this team really, really late in the season. But just what's your overall take on this 2023 season for you?
I mean, like you said, yeah, I got here pretty late. I've only been here for like a little bit over 3 months. So, I mean, so far it's been good for me personally, just to like come in here and like get settled in, learn about the culture, learn about the club, learn about everybody. My teammates, the coaches, and everybody here. So I think, personally, for me, it's been good. The team did pretty good as well. Just came up short, but absolutely think it was a pretty good year.
For you, how quickly, I guess, were you able to not only adapt to new teammates, a new city, but just what did it take for you to really get acclimated to Real Salt Lake?
I didn't take much, to be honest. Like, the guys here, we have a really great locker room. So since minute one, since day one, like, the guys welcomed me, like, really well. And, I mean, that's definitely something that you love, like, coming to a new team when the guys, like, make you feel welcome, make you feel like they want you here and stuff. So that definitely helped me to settle in, like, pretty fast, so I think that was really good.
And I guess the last question for me is, I have to ask you about Phoenix winning the USL Championship. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. I mean, I'm really, really happy. The club, they deserve it. I mean, working for years for it, won every trophy except for this one, and to finally get it, I'm stoked for them. I'm really happy for them.
Do you get a winner's medal too for that? Or
I did get one. Yeah, I did get one. Thank you.
In your short time here, kind of when you started getting to know the guys, getting to know the locker room, what did you learn from when you first got here to now about the team's culture and about how it responds to adversity, or how it likes to, connect off the field, things like that?
I mean, like, what I noticed was, like, no matter the situation, no matter what is thrown at us, I mean, I could definitely see from the start that this team was, like, ready to battle and ready for any challenge, any obstacle that was in the way. There were times when we were down, and the mentality that we saw, the mentality that the guys have, it definitely showed. And I think, like, facing adversity is always gonna happen. So, I mean, to know that the guys have this mentality to be, like, ready for any type of situation was really good. And that's something that I really saw from the beginning, and I really admired that.
This team as a whole has never been shy of saying that it wants silverware, whether that's Open Cup, you know, Supporter Shield, MLS Cup, whatever it is. What do you think about the construction of this team going forward into next year? Does this team have enough to compete for those things? And if not, what other pieces, what positions are needed to kind of get to the next step of this team?
We definitely do have everything that we need to challenge for silverware and everything. I mean, that's definitely one of the reasons why I came here, because, like, I saw that the team that was here, the team has, like, a winning mentality, always want to win, competing for trophies and everything. So, I mean, I think we have all the parts that we needed. Probably just came up short, but moving forward, I definitely think that we have everything that we need, and we just need to keep working towards our goals.
In terms of your role coming in, like you said, you know, you joined the team because it has a winning mentality. How would you like your role? What did you like about your role in the short time that you've been here so far, and how do you want it to change, if at all, next season?
I mean, I really do love my role here. I mean, for me, I wouldn't say I wanted to change. The coaches, like, whether they see me playing in this position or another position. Like for me, I'm gonna be ready. I'm ready for either roles or whichever position they want me to play. So I wouldn't say I want anything to change in terms of my role. I just need to keep working, keep pushing harder, and that's the aim going into next season.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for your time today. You received some minutes near the end of the season with RSL, specifically at center back. How did that help you feel a little more comfortable getting integrated into the team heading into next year?
Definitely helped me to get like more confidence being out there. I mean, for most of the time, just like training is good. But at some point you want to implement like what you've been doing in training, like in the real thing, you know? So being out there was definitely good. It felt good being out there, and I really enjoy it, and I look forward to playing more coming into next year.
Awesome. You talk about confidence. How much confidence did you receive in your stints playing with the Jamaican national team, and I guess how was that experience for you?
I've received like a lot of confidence playing in the national team. I mean, especially like with the quality that we have, the type of players that we have in the team. You definitely get like confidence playing with like those types of players who have played like at the highest level that you can think of, you know? So playing with those guys, and they give you that confidence. So at that point, it's like just like natural. It comes like natural. So you just really feel good about yourself. You feel good about playing and everything. So I think the environment definitely helps with like the type of players that we had.
And then lastly for me, I have to ask, I know you play in a couple of different positions, and both positions really, defensive midfield and center back, were a little more thin for RSL due to injuries near the end of the year. Do you see yourself kind of maybe getting more minutes in one of the positions more than the other, maybe more at center back? What do you see yourself doing next year?
I just see myself playing more, like I said, in either positions. So on any given day, whichever position the coaches see me fit, they know that I'm ready, and I'm ready to just get out there and play and help the team as best as possible. So in any position, I'll be ready.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.